And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Thursday, March 18th, 2021. Today in the news, gold creates emotional reactions for many investors. Some believe gold is important to their financial security. Others argue that the yellow metal is prone to multi-year bear markets. The truth is that both groups are right. Gold can make large moves both up and down and can help diversify a portfolio. Another reason to consider gold right now is as an inflation hedge. Double Line CEO Jeffrey Gundlach recently said inflation is set to rise based solely on the economy being weak last year. This news could spook investors into buying gold. Well, the financial services industry is duping the American public with its pro-environment, sustainable investing practices, reports USA Today. This multi-trillion dollar arena of socially conscious investing is being presented as something that it's not. In essence, Wall Street is greenwashing the economic system and, in the process, creating a deadly distraction. In many instances across the industry, existing mutual funds are cynically rebranded as green, with no discernible change of the fund itself or its underlying strategies, simply for the sake of appearances and marketing purposes. Well, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell thinks that he won't be able to mention changing the Fed's trajectory until at least February 2022, reports Issues and Insights. That's when his term is up, and he knows that if he hints the Fed may modify the central bank's ultra-easy monetary policy, he may not be reappointed. Powell and others, with their sights set on the Fed chair position, know that they could be canceled by hinting at something other than full speed ahead with their helicopter money program. Team Biden has already created a large federal deficit and will call for a second phase of huge tax increases to facilitate their income redistribution scheme. Well, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell insists inflation is anchored at 2%, but inflation isn't anchored at all. It's anchors away. We are adrift in a sea of inflation, writes Peter Schiff at Zero Hedge. The American economy, despite all the headlines, is very weak. That's why it can't produce. Anybody can spend if the government is handing out money, but it takes a real economy to produce stuff, says Schiff. Because the Fed will do nothing about inflation, the real damage caused by inflation will be much worse. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.